With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. has launched another round of retaliatory strikes against the Islamic State in Syria following last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and one civilian interpreter in the country. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The large-scale strikes conducted by the U.S. alongside partner forces occurred around 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, according to the U.S. Central Command. The strikes hit multiple Islamic State targets across Syria. Saturday strikes are part of a broader operation that is part of President Donald Trump's response to the deadly ISIS attacks that killed Sergeant Edgar Brian Torres Tovar, Sergeant William Nathaniel Howard, and Ayad Mansour Sakat, the civilian interpreter, in Palmyra last month. The Pentagon said Saturday strikes were carried out alongside partner forces without specifying which forces had taken part. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump met Friday with U.S. oil company executives about doing business in Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Less than a week after the U.S. military ousted Venezuela's leader, the president met with top oil executives at the White House, urging them to invest in that South American country.
The plan is for them to spend at least $100 billion to rebuild the capacity and the infrastructure necessary.
Given the current political uncertainty in Venezuela and its history of state asset seizures, the president promised the oil companies they will have total safety. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mideast expert Dr. Michael Oren believes the leadership in Tehran is in deep trouble.
They may succeed in suppressing this revolt for a week or two, but the fact of the matter is the longevity of this regime is now very much in question. They have been humiliated by Israel, humiliated by the United States. They have no electricity. They have no water. Their currency, the real, has lost 60% of its worth.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Montana, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority nation in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years and marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside marriage is punishable by up to 1 year in prison, while cohabitation carries a six-month sentence. However, adultery cases can only proceed following a complaint by a spouse, parent, or child. This is SRN News. New York City Mayor and Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a major initiative, a free child care plan.
This is the day that everything changes.
Governor Hochul calls the initiative a transformative step toward easing New York's notoriously high cost of living. The plan is for the program to begin slowly, focusing first on high-end areas selected by the city, then expanding gradually over years until it becomes a universal program.
We take one step to realizing a city where every New Yorker, every family, every child can afford to keep calling it their home.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Sluggish hiring last month closed out a year of weak employment gains that have frustrated job seekers. Even as layoffs and unemployment have also been low. Employers added 50,000 jobs in December, nearly unchanged from a downwardly revised figure of 56,000 in November. More details at SRNnews.com.